84 degrees in Nashville at 8:04. We are still under an extreme heat warning in Middle Tennessee. Today, we expect the actual high temperature to be around 101. And then when you factor in that humidity, it's going to feel closer to 111 today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. And here's the latest from WPLN News. When Nashville voters approved the 2024 transit referendum, Metro made long-term promises. The half-cent sales tax increase would fund a transit system overhaul, but it will take at least 15 years. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports on the latest element of that plan to move forward.
Nolensville Pike is getting a facelift. It's the first of 10 all-access corridors to get off the ground, as Metro has now tapped an engineering firm to spearhead the road's upgrade. These all-access corridors are significant redesigns of Nashville's major streets and were a highlight of the transit plan. They'll be outfitted with things like transit-only lanes, modernized signals, new sidewalks, and safer pedestrian crossings. Still, we're a ways away from seeing anything happen. On Nolensville Pike, there's projected 2 to 3 years of project development before moving on to the engineering and construction phase. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Nolensville was selected to be the first all-access corridor because of its high bus usage and unsafe infrastructure. 9 other streets have also been selected, including Murfreesboro and Gallatin Pikes. The fight over traffic around Cheekwood Estate and Gardens is ratcheting up with a lawsuit from the Bellmead Highlands group Neighbors for Safety. The neighborhood group had already taken action with an appeal targeting Cheekwood's ability to host large events like concerts. That prompted Cheekwood to launch a petition last week saying the effort could shutter the historic site outright. The lawsuit filed yesterday notes hundreds of thousands of people visit the Nashville landmark each year. It alleges the city has failed to enforce its own zoning laws. It also points to a mobility study Metro produced in 2025 that recommended Cheekwood add a new entrance. Cheekwood floated a plan last year for a road that would cut through a wooded part of Warner Park. That stalled, and it's not clear what headway has since been made on entrance options. Earlier this week, a top Cheekwood official wrote in a Tennessean opinion piece that it would, quote, not be bullied into closing its gates. Among other things, the lawsuit seeks a stop work order against Cheekwood until the matter is resolved. Williamson County officials recently unveiled markers reminding residents of a handful of dark incidents in local history. The signs tell of violent lynchings in the late 19th century. Mobs killed men who were accused of crimes, choosing murder over the justice system. In some cases, the men were kidnapped from the local jail and killed before they had a chance to stand trial and defend themselves. The Tennessean reports a third marker is planned for a spot just outside Franklin City Hall. That will be erected after construction on the building is finished. 5 of the 6 lynching victims named on the markers were Black, and 1 was Jewish. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.